All right now, good evening to you guys. I'm Victor Joy. I know you guys are great. All right now, she didn't verify that these ugly slick Kendra didn't verify that with Terrell that he had to block that ugly ass faggot. I have a right to tell that ugly ass boy. No, I don't like him. All right now, did you see Will Smith and all of them out here saying I'm beautiful and they love me and all this other stuff? All right now, Will Smith look way better than this bitch. All right now, that's Florida. Right now, what I'm saying is, okay, I love Wiggle with all my heart, but I got some alternatives, and not just Will, all across the world. Does that make sense? Okay. If that faggot was the last person on earth, I wouldn't touch that fucking faggot. May Jesus strike me dead for my. I don't like that ugly ass boy. I literally don't like him. Don't want him, right? Don't love him. Don't like him. Don't want him. To the fact that Terrell had to block this ugly ass bitch in 2013, this faggot. All right, now, then that punky started to threaten me, telling me he'll knock my ass that I told you guys about. This son of a bitch started to threaten me. I put it online, and he was threatening me. All right, now, I haven't seen this bitch since his mom collapsed dead in 1998, right? You guys can check out when his mama died. His mom collapsed dead in 1998. Does that make sense? All right, now, I don't like that ugly ass boy. I don't feel bad for telling that bitch I don't like him. I have a right to tell this bitch I don't like him. I have a right to tell this ugly ass clown I don't want him. I have a right to tell him I don't want him. He cannot try to lie on me and stuff and try to stop me and shit. The shit is illegal. I'm going to take out a restraining order. But ask Terrell about having to block this ugly ass faggot because he started to stalk this other man. Right? Does that make sense? Right? I have no ties to this bitch. They went all through my stream and there's zero communications with this ugly ass boy. You got this dumbass chicken head Shrek jumping up chicken head A and chicken head B. All right, now jumping up in William's inbox. All right, now that's for what? You have chicken head A and chicken head B jumping up in William's inbox. All right, now that's for it. Now this whore Kendra don't ask millions of questions about me. Even this faggot didn't have a question about me. This whore started making up lies. All right, now, but check with Terrell about that chicken head at 15 years old. All right, now, don't just check with Terrell, right? Okay, check with anybody that went to school with me, right? The stat says that chicken head at 15 had a baby. Then before she got out of school, she had another baby. And this bitch had hickeys up and down her neck in high school. You ugly ass don't ask all sorts of questions about me. You even ask millions of questions to this old monkey ass faggot. You ask this bitch year after year after year after year. And you have no stories about me. The young monkey ass got caught making up shit for that bitch to say, right? He that ugly, that bitter. This bitch lied about pregnancy and everything else. His ugly ass, why would you do such a thing? But his ugly ass sat there and lied in defense, busted his monkey ass. What's up, even with the fake dingling pictures, okay? You already don't ask everybody that ever crossed paths with me pictures about me. We're 65 days in. Your monkey ass ain't doing me no favors. You can't jump your ugly ass on the phone about me because you lied. You've been asking people about questions about me year after year after year, consistent stalkerish questions because your monkey ass is jealous of me, bitch. What's up? Your ugly ass, right? You're jealous of me. You ask questions about me, that's for what, year after year after year. Your ugly ass saw me in D.C. Your stupid ass, right? I don't even know you, right? Old ugly ass tracker right now. And that stupid ass chicken head, I don't know that dumb ugly bitch either. Oh no, now one of these whores. But this whore don't be asking obsessive questions. Every piece of fake family, all the people at school, the people, you know, they nobody had a story about me magically, right? And it's not just the 65 days we're counting this year. We've been asking pretty consistent questions about me over and over again. Even my brother said this bitch straight. He said, okay, I never heard this stuff again. People off of school, okay, Vidra never lived like this as a kid. Okay, magically, this bitch Kendra can't get on the phone with nobody, not one man. All right, now get your monkey ass on the phone. You can't because you lied. This man said this, get your monkey ass on the phone. You can't because your ugly ass lied. It ain't taking your stupid ass 65 days to get on the phone about me. Now start asking questions about that chicken head relentlessly like that. How she was 15 in school with them hickeys up and down her neck when she was pregnant, right? Then she got her dumbass pregnant again before she turned 18 years old. I did not start with these folks. I am not starting with these folks. I did not touch that monkey ass faggot. That faggot back because he didn't get a try. He didn't get a chance, right? What's up, right? He seemed pretty frustrated to me. He told me he'd knock me out in 2013, right? Terrell had to block this monkey ass faggot. This bitch mama collapsed dead in 1998. Go back through all my streaming and shit. I had no communication with this ugly ass boy, right? I don't like him like that. What's up, right? What's up? Get your ugly ass on the phone. 65 days, it ain't taking your monkey ass. Even the country folks ain't got no lie about me. The country folks said they never seen me with no person. These old fake ass family members said they never seen me with a person. Even though they he'd be jumping his little monkey ass set me for you. He said he ain't never seen me with anybody, not ever, not never. And I'd never be out at night, late at night time, and I always hang by myself. What's up? It ain't taking your ugly ass. It ain't taking your monkey ass 65 days to get your monkey ass on the phone. It's not taking your stupid ass 65 days to get on the phone. Get your ugly lying ass on the phone. You can't get on the phone, bitch, because you lied. Because you lied, you can't get your monkey ass on the phone. Because you lied, there are no men, your monkey ass. Because you want the lie, because your ugly ass is jealous. Your ugly ass lied to compete. Take your stupid ass on. You can't lie to compete, you stupid bitch, right? Start asking questions about that chicken head, right? That's why I'm not in. Well, you'll be acting crazy when I'm not in. Does that make sense, right? No, that's what, not crazy, excuse me. You make me angry. It's like this, all right? I want to fuss with him, right? I don't like that faggot. You see Will Smith and all these other guys saying I'm beautiful and all this other stuff. To the fact that Shrek offered this up, Will Smith didn't. This bitch went to Santa Barbara. Will Smith did not go meet her. Ask about that, right? I write now, that's for these other guys. I write now, that's for Lord. I write now, what's up? I write now, like none of these other guys. I really do love William. I'm not going to dump him or anything. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you peddling a faggot at me, and you got Will Smith and all them out of here. Get real, right? I write now, that's for the Lord. I write now, I mean, what's up, right? It's some stupid stuff. I write now, I can't follow them. All right, now, not saying anything about William, no, but this stupid bitch. All right, now, this chicken head peddling that faggot. Okay, Will Smith and all of them said stuff about me. Does that make sense? All right, now, that's a lot of alternatives out here. It ain't that monkey-ass faggot. It ain't that loser-ass faggot. It ain't that ugly-ass faggot. It ain't that delusional, jealous, mad, green-ass faggot. It's not his ugly, loser-ass, stalking-ass faggot. No. I told his ugly-ass no. What's up? Get your dumb ass on the phone, right? I'm not some chicken head that went to school with hickeys up and down my neck at 15 with a pregnant belly, right? And then a man sprayed and got another family, another man sprayed and he got another family, another man sprayed and he got another family, right? And he dumped your ass, he planted his seed, he dumped your ass, another guy planted his seed, he dumped your ass, another guy planted his seed, he dumped your whole ass too, right? That's not me. Clearly, okay, William said, I'm treating people like, okay, I'm not in. You notice how I'm not in online. I don't bother these folks. I don't say nothing to them, but then when I respond to it, does that make sense? When I am in, I could just drag this bitch, right? Okay, get your monkey ass on the phone with all them country ass folks. Start asking about that chicken head in school. Start asking about this bitch having hickeys up and down her neck. Start asking about that bitch being pregnant twice in school. Ask about her ho ass. You want to jump up in the, in the face of people about me. You'll ask all sorts of questions about me. Not one person got a story. Not one man got a story. Does that make sense? None of these old country ass, mad, green, jealous folks got a story, right? Does that make sense? Right? No, that's what, with the shit I've been through. I don't know why they're jealous about Hollywood connections. They didn't do shit for me. The extraction and stuff. I don't even think they believe that because it's so out of worldly as far as the money is concerned. I write nobody's it's real. I'm going over to, China, right? To go to the bank. Jesus, woman, very excited. I'm down in the United States. It's too racist. As they tell shitty britches Mitch to sit his clown delusional green mad ass down, right? Old Mitch McConnell clown ass, this old racist skinhead ass that can't hide his fucking self in the racism that in the racist bigot clown he is, right? Told him to sit his clown ass down. I'm going over to Hong Kong. To go to the bank, right? But get your monkey ass on the phone about that chicken head. Your monkey ass asks all sorts of questions about me. Yes, all sorts of whole questions about me. Yes, every person ever calls past me. Yes, every man about me. Yes, every man all sorts of questions about me. Not one of them can say they touch me. Not one man can say they touch me. Not one man can say they touch me. Not one man can say they touch me. Ask about that fucking chicken head in school with hickeys up and down her neck at 15 being pregnant twice in school. Like that. Bring up her past. This bitch dropped at me. Ask about her monkey ass. Get your ugly ass on the phone. Ask about that chicken head having hickeys. Does that make sense? Ask about her getting pregnant. Get your monkey ass on the phone. Ask about that fucking chicken head, right? You asked about me for year after year relentlessly, right? Ask about that bitch just to prove I'm not lying on her, right? I can say a whole lot of things. I'm going to leave it there, right? All right, no, that's why I'm not in. All right, no, these old ugly whores be trying to jump. I ain't doing nothing to these bitches. Does that make sense? You're trying to suck a man's dick. You want to get mad at me because he tell your monkey ass. No, you stupid ass. Thank you guys so much.